How's your self-isolation going? What are you doing to keep busy?
Honestly, it's unfortunately I've come to a quick realization that self-isolation is really not much different than my normal life. So it's a little bit easier than it has been for some. But no, we're we got a brand new baby. She's 11 weeks old now, so she takes up most of our time. But we get outside and take the dog for a walk, and we got a nice pond just off our backyard, so I can go fishing a little bit too. So there's lots of stuff to keep busy.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I would love to go fishing. All right, so like I was kind of alluding to, Adam, we were doing these hypotheticals, like if a wizard came to you and said you have to do this and sports come back tomorrow, would you do it? I have one for you. So here's the deal. PGA Tour season starts tomorrow. If you agree to only play with 13 clubs for an entire season, would you play with 13 clubs? You can choose whichever club you're getting rid of in the bag, and you can go tournament to tournament, but you play at a one club disadvantage from everybody for an entire year, but the PGA Tour resumes tomorrow. Would you do it?
I'll take it. Yeah, I get back to work.
12 clubs. How many clubs are we
One
going down?
club.
I was gonna say, what are you guys gonna keep? You guys gonna keep counting down till I say no?
That's right.
Yeah, we want to know how many clubs you truly value. That's what we're trying to figure out today. It's like, let's see how
Okay.
many we can get them down. How many of these things, like, do we really need, Adam? Do we really need 12? Do we really need 11? We're about to find out.
Yeah, that's a good question. And you're saying that all the other guys still get
Yeah.
full sets?
Yep,
Oh,
that's
yeah.
right.
Okay, well, I mean, it probably couldn't be much more than a couple then. Maybe I'll cut it off at 12. 12 clubs would be the max. It'd be way too much of a disadvantage, I think. Maybe 11 if I'm feeling good that week.
Yeah.
But
Hey, listen. All I know is Tin Cup won that match playing with like a shovel and what, like a rake. Like I'm just saying, Adam.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised we haven't seen somebody do it on tour yet if it was that successful.
So outside of golf, obviously, what are you missing the most on the sports calendar right now?
NHL, for sure. That was my go-to. I tried to watch as many Canucks games as possible, and kept up with NHL TV when I was on the road and all that. But we'd be nearing playoff time here pretty soon, if not in playoff time. So it's a little disappointing, but given the circumstances surrounding the world right now, it's probably a good thing.
For sure, but you're giving up that club, and we're saying all sports are resuming. We're trying to talk you into giving up that second club, and you're like, oh, okay, so I would be golfing. I'm back on PGA Tour, and then the first thing you think of that you're getting back with the Canuck season, like the first thing that you're thinking of, oh man, it'd be really nice to see this play out, would be what?
Playoffs, man. They're in the hunt, or they were
Yeah.
in the hunt, at least up until a cancellation. It's been an exciting season. I mean, obviously they've been rebuilding the last little bit, but they've been fun to watch. I think a lot of people have said that, not just Canucks fans. So they've got a good young team, a good core group of players that hopefully can be together for a long time, and we can start making some cup runs again.
Yeah, and hopefully Jacob Markstrom is healthy now. So yeah, you played your first round at the Players in Florida, and you were pretty good. You were definitely in the mix after the first round, and then the rest of the tournament gets wiped away. What was that experience like? Like, how did you find out?
Yeah, it was such a weird week. You go from, I got there Sunday night, and you go Monday, Tuesday, even Wednesday, sort of. There really wasn't much going on, wasn't much changing. It was kind of life as normal as this, kind of the events in the country started to unfold. And then, Wednesday night, I think it was Wednesday night, they canceled the basketball game. And you're like, okay, well, it's kind of strange, but given the fact of the circumstances surrounding it, it made a lot of sense and this and that. And then I had to play the next morning, so I couldn't, I wasn't staying up late or anything to keep watching stuff unfold. And then we played, and again, it was like a normal round, right? Crowds were there, and you had no hint at what was going to happen the rest of the day. Obviously, Jay made a remarks at noon, I think, that day, and I was still in the golf course, so I had no idea what was happening. And then I was walking off the 15th hole to the 16th tee, and they had one of the NBC and Golf Channel announcers was walking with our group because one of the other guys was playing well, and we started talking. He goes, "Oh yeah, did you hear? There's going to be no fans tomorrow." I'm like, "Well, no, I didn't hear. I've been on the golf course." So, but okay, that's, you know, that's a development, and you know, okay, all precaution, that type of stuff. And then he goes, "Oh yeah, and also the NBA season's done and the NHL season's done." I'm like, "Whoa, holy!" And that's all happened within, you know, 12 hours basically, or 18 hours. So, and then, you know, finished around, signed a card. It was kind of, you know, be no fans is what we'll do. Okay. We kind of get the spiel so that we know what to say for media and that sort of thing. And then just everything kind of cascaded Thursday night. It seemed like, I had a really late tee time Friday, so I was up late, and it just, everything just kind of started pouring in. You know, obviously the other 2 weeks canceled and some other things canceled stuff. And then, you know, Disney parks started shutting down, and then all of a sudden we're receiving text messages at 11 PM that we're not playing on Friday. So, it was a very surreal week to start off with everything being, you know, kosher, everything being the way it was, to Thursday night. Okay, we're done. It was a shock, but I think it was a proper reaction to what was going on, especially now given what has happened and transpired in the last couple of weeks.
Well, do you think that a lot of your peers' attitudes have changed since the initial news, like from going from, hey, we'll play in front of no fans to where it's at now? What have the conversations been like between you and some other guys on tour?
I certainly think that the recognition of the severity of what's going on has increased. I think that, especially earlier in the week, not that we thought that it was a, you know, a kind of a laughing matter, but it was still very much sort of the butt of the joke, if I'm allowed to say that. You know, anytime somebody had a sniffle or a cough, like, oh, better be careful, you know, might have the virus, you know, haha. To now, I think it's like, okay, we really need to take this seriously, and we need to do our part to kind of prevent the spread. And I'm sure we weren't the only one. I mean, obviously, you know, Rudy Gobert got in a lot of trouble for what he was doing. You know, nobody certainly was running around our locker room, touching everything, trying to, you know, purposely joke around like that. But, you know, we were still in our therapy room that they set aside for personal therapists on tour is, you know, maybe 300 square feet, and there would have been, you know, 30 guys in there at one time. So, you know, getting treated and all that kind of stuff. So, I just think that, you know, the recognition and certainly what has transpired these last couple of weeks, I think, has kind of opened our eyes a little bit more to what could potentially happen around the world.
Yeah, you definitely weren't alone in that sentiment, and everybody's come to a greater realization in the last few weeks. Talking to Adam Hadwin, so you mentioned that you were told that the Friday round or the rest of the tournament would be played without spectators, and then, of course, the entire tournament was canceled. We're expecting, listen, I'll just speak for myself, when we finally do get sports back, I find it hard to believe that there's going to be fans in attendance, and that includes PGA Tour events. It's an interesting sport, though, where, you know, I could see a scenario where that's actually an advantage to the players. How would you expect rounds to feel like without spectators?
Kind of my normal Thursday late afternoon round on the back nine. it's going to be different for sure, but I think it can have its benefits and negatives. Certainly, you see a lot of times golf balls hit offline that will ricochet and be end up good. They're you know, could be in a lot worse position than if fans weren't there. So it'll be very interesting, though. I think it'll be a lot different for guys that, you know, big name players that are used to having a big following all the time. You know, I kind of joked about it, but I mean, I've played plenty of black back nines late in the day when fans have kind of gone home, and there might be you know, 5 or 10 people following, and, you know, some lingers and some stands around the last couple holes. But, you know, just kind of throwing back to the junior and amateur days when it's really all about the golf and it's not about the show. And, you know, I kind of would agree with your sentiment. I think, you know, sports has been a great distraction over the years for many, and for all the hardships that go on in life, people can kind of turn to sports to distract themselves and have some sort of peace. And, you know, once we do get back flying, you're right, we'll probably be fanless for a little bit to contain everything and make sure we don't start another spread. And hopefully we can be a distraction to those people who are still dealing with some things.
Yeah, Tiger's going to have no idea what's happening. Like, he's going to be looking around. He's going to be freaking out.
I actually did just think, like, in my gambler's brain, oh, man, I'm fading all the favorites. I'm fading all the favorites at Augusta. Like, I'm going to the dartboard and being like, all right, who has played in smaller tournaments lately? That is who we're going with. I love it.
I think the best bet in the over-under is probably pretty high is how many hat tips and waves do you guys give?
Yeah, to nobody's? That's, yeah.
Yeah, to nobody. That's going to be the real question. You know, somebody rolls in a 15-footer, right? I mean, at this point, it's just become standard for, you know, guys to tip their hat or wave or whatever. So how many times do guys do that before they realize that nobody's clapping for them?
Yeah, I can't wait.
I say keep doing it. I say just keep hat tipping to the cameras and to the audiences at home. Like, we're appreciating it. We're clapping. It's just you can't hear us or see us.
Okay, so that's the thing. I gotta be cognizant of where all of the cameras are and make sure that I recognize. Okay.
Yeah.
This is a breakout time. All right, like, someone's gonna ham it up for the cameras a little bit. Maybe get a little bit more recognition. Why not you?
Why not? Right. Give the sponsor some love.
Talking to Adam Hadwin. So we don't know what the season's going to look like, when it'll return, if it'll return, I suppose. I mean, Augusta seems pretty confident in the fact that Masters will be played this year. Do you have a preference into how the majors are played? Like, what if we just do, like, a month and a half where all four are played in a span of, like, 6 weeks? Is that feasible? Would you be down with that?
I'm down with anything that gets golf in, especially majors. You know, four biggest events. I mean, you'd love at this point to replay the players being the big event that it is as well, but I don't quite see that happening. But yeah, I mean, anything that gets those four events in and gets them played, I'm all for. I'm not sure how the season's going to unfold either. I'll leave that up to the PGA Tour and its sponsors and all that. I just. You know, hopefully we get, you know, we can get through this. We can get back sooner than later. But it's going to be very interesting. It'll be, you know, thinking about not so much guys like myself in the position that I'm in, but, you know, guys that just got their card, rookies on tour, guys playing, you know, guys that have played okay to start the Korn Ferry Tour that we're looking, you know, would be in line for a tour card to move up. I mean, there's so many factors going into this, and that's just, you know, our tour, let alone an NHL season, an NBA season, you know, NASCAR. I mean, basically every sport in the world at this point. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out, you know, and hopefully we can get back to playing some golf sometime this summer.
Yeah, I feel bad for those guys who were, like, you know, qualified for the Masters for the first time, or like yourself, who had put themselves in a position to be at the Olympics, which are pushed back a year. What was that? What was the communication like for that? And what were your feelings in understanding that, yeah, that's at least a next summer thing, the Tokyo Games?
Yeah, we were kept fairly up to date. I'd say we're receiving emails from the CFC every couple months. I mean, to be honest, the emails didn't say much, that they were just tracking the situation and they would, you know, keep our best interests at heart and our health and that sort of thing. And, but again, it evolved so rapidly, you know, the situation and obviously mixed messages coming out as well, you know, COC saying they're taking it very seriously and they're looking and they're observing, and then you have messages from, you know, the IOC and the Japanese Prime Minister saying, no, they'll happen, which obviously changed really quickly there within a span of about a week that their tune of everything changed once, I mean, really once the virus continued to spread and got worse and worse. So I think it was the right decision. I don't think that anybody, I should say that, you know, golf is a bit different, I think, from a lot of the other Olympic sports in that we haven't necessarily or don't necessarily train for one specific moment. Certainly we want our games to peak at certain times, but, you know, many of these athletes have been training for 2.5, 3 years now and going through a specific regimen to be ready to go in July 24th. And in the last little bit, most countries haven't been able to prepare at all. You know, pools have been closed, gyms have been closed. So, it wouldn't be fair to the athletes that even if the world was in a position to be able to compete, that, you know, these athletes have been preparing for 3 years and now they've, you know, they've had to take 2 months off before going. So it was the right decision. I think anybody could have seen it coming. There was no way that they would have been able to pull this off by July. And, you know, it's good. We'll have a new date. Obviously, I know some athletes are going to be hurt by it, pushing it back, which really sucks. And this year may have been their chance. And it would really suck to lose that chance because of what's going on. But, you know, with thousands of people dying across the world, I think, you know, again, the Olympics represent some really good things, but it's not worth the world's lives.